Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Rositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamuk Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Chikwangla Popsenam about Popjang Bhikkhu, Namu Amitabha. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang de Popsenam, 11910, January 17, 2025, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. A long time ago, there was a Buddha by the name of Chong Kwang, who gave a Dharma speech to everyone. From that time on, all the Buddhas, one by one, when they emerged as enlightened, began to transform people. The other Buddha's name was Seja Jewangbul, who appeared to save all sentient beings. At that time, there was a king who, with a Bodhi mind, abandoned his throne to become a monk. His name was Popjang Bhikkhu. According to Buddha's teachings, he learned all the tenets of Buddhism and had 48 great vows. Those great vows were, for example, first, as long as this country has the three bad paths of becoming a ghost, entering hell, or being reborn as an animal, I will not become a Buddha. Second, if all sentient beings in this country end their lives by falling into the three hell worlds, I will not become a Buddha. Third, if the bodies of the sentient beings of the country do not shine like gold, then I will not become a Buddha. Fourth, if this country has discrimination between good-looking or bad-looking, I will not become a Buddha. Fifth, should all the sentient beings in that country not attain supernatural penetration power, I will not become Buddha. Of course, similar thinking continued for his 48 vows. The Popjang Bhikkhu is actually Namu Amitabha. The original power of Namu Amitabha appears as the 48 great vows. The main theory behind these great vows for sentient beings is to eliminate their suffering and that all of others. With this, everyone who comes out of the Saha world goes to the heaven world. Thus, Popjang Bhikkhu promised that if this vow was not accomplished, he would definitely not become a Buddha himself. All sentient beings, when they realize Buddhahood, come out of suffering, become enlightened and transform themselves into a Buddha. It is necessary to have such a mind. If oneself exists, then the country's neighbors and all the lonely beings also come out of suffering. At that time, this world becomes a heaven world. This is the reason that when we have an ancestor ceremony, we call upon Namu Amitabha and beg on our ancestors to go comfortably to the world of paradise. Thank you very much, Chikwangla Popsenam. Thank you very much for listening. I wish you a wonderful, nice, and happy week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.